Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, welcome to episode 71 of the Family Podcast Network. The date for today is April 6th, 2012. Topic for today is, don't forget, keep it silly. We're going to talk a little bit today about how, FPN, I've never pulled punches for you guys. I've always kept it as heavy hitting as it needed to be. But today we need to talk about, though we go over deep topics, though we go over heavy stuff, important stuff, stuff that we cannot ignore, we need to take the time as parents to remember to get silly with our kids. This is a careful thing that we have to do because we don't want to be making googly eye faces or something silly like that with our teenagers because we're setting them up to commit social suicide later. But we need to take the time and work with our kids and be silly. But unfortunately, in a lot of ways, we've kind of lost some of that art. Today, we're going to rediscuss the art of keeping it silly with our kids. We'll talk a little bit about why is it so important for kids, even just developmentally, why is it so important. And we'll talk about just a few, very, very few ways that we can keep it silly. Before we get into that, guys, do a little bit of housekeeping. Guys, consider signing up for my free episode email notification. It's a completely free way to get notifications of when anything comes up. All you got to do is enter in your email address and your name in the bottom bullet bar down there, and it'll set you up so that you can get free notifications anytime I update anything on this website. So consider jumping down there, typing in your name, typing in that, and hitting submit. Then all you got to do is just confirm your email address, and boom, you will have the quickest and fastest access to what's going on Family Podcast Network. Guys, also consider becoming a PTACer. PTAC stands for Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. That's just our funny way here at Family Podcast Network of saying become a member of the community here with Family Podcast Network, where you help support, you support me and the show at about 50 cents per episode, 20 cents per episode, or actually a little bit less than that. And so consider doing that just to help us keep things going up here. If you feel like we've been at any help to you at all, consider that. Guys, also our partner of the day today is famzoo.com, famzoo.com. Wonderful place. Let's be honest. The large majority of us were raised with very little understanding of money handling. And I was one of those folks. I didn't know much about it. Whenever my wife and I first got married, we lived pretty lavacious lifestyles. We bought whatever we want, spent every dime that we could get our hands on. And we quickly kind of got, maybe conviction is the right word, to begin making changes. And I begin to cut back our spending and to begin saving the extra money that we have left over rather than just using it all. And let me tell you, it's been one of the best decisions that we've made. How do we teach our kids to handle money then? One of the best resources that I know of is famzoo.com. They give you the ability of basically setting up, for instance, the bank of whatever your family's name is. So we could have First National Bank Gibson, And then what it allows you to do is it allows you to basically simulate a banking environment to where your kids can log into their accounts, look to see how much they have. They can set up saving goals, all sorts of wonderful stuff. FamZoo gives you the availability to download it for free for 2 months. You get 2 months of this stuff. You don't enter in a credit card. You don't have to send any money. You just 2 months, you get it for free, and then they have very, very nice low prices. Jump over to famzoo.com. Bill Dwight, wonderful guy, super nice. Go check him out. Not only are you going to be getting a fantastic program, you'll get excellent customer service. So go check out famzoo.com. Last, we're going to do our fun fact about the tray for the day. Most of you guys that are regular listeners know, my favorite tea is, of course, I drink a Lipton brand green tea with, I think, mandarin orange in it. Today, I stumbled across my second favorite tea that was in the back of our cupboard, and it happens to be tea, Earl Grey, hot. Now, some of you got the joke that I just said there, and to all of you guys that got it, you rock, my fellow Star Trekians. But no, outside of the joke behind that, I love Earl Grey tea, just plain straight up, and I like it the way Captain Picard liked it, hot, and tea and Earl Grey. I don't know, guys. I'm doing this super late. My wife and I spent quite literally 10 hours today cleaning out and reorganizing our storage building. If I'm off a little today, consider this an apology in advance. With all of that mess wrapped up, let's jump into our dadgum topic for today. We're going to talk about don't forget, keep it silly. Don't forget to keep it silly. It's very, very, very important. I mean, guys, amidst all of the deep conversations that we have on here, the posts, the topics, some of these, let's be honest, are very, very heavy hitting. They're very weighty concepts. They're very, very deep things. And I think I love the fact that so many parents are taking parenting as a very real job that we have to do. And like in any other job, you've got to hone your skills, you've got to get better, you got to get education. That is what you guys that are the Family Podcast Network regular community members, that's why you come here. And when I say community members, I want to make sure that I'm clear that I'm expanding that to all our U.S. base, but I also see you guys. I see you folks in Sri Lanka who are coming to check this site out. I see you guys in the U.K. I see you guys in Tunisia and Tanzania. I see you guys, and I want you to know how honored I am to get to bring this podcast to all of you guys across the world. You guys rock. I think it's fantastic that you're here. But amidst all of these topics that we parents all over this world are so passionate about, I think we forget that keeping it silly is an art form. Now, I'm not just saying that to be dramatic. I'm not just saying that to be goofy. I really mean that. That the ability to keep things silly is as equally as important as knowing what child developmental milestones are, or knowing how to change a diaper, or knowing how to set up an IEP at a school for a special needs kid. I think this ability to be silly and goofy from time to time is just as important as those things. But it's real easy as a parent. Well, maybe I should say it's easy for me. It's real easy for me to get caught up in all of the doldrums, the things that need to be done, things we've got to finish, the places we've got to be, the meetings that we've got to have our kids to, the things that I was supposed to do, the things that I forgot, things that I'm late for, feeding the kids, getting them up, getting them to school. I mean, all of these other things that go through our head, they're perfectly legitimate things. There is nothing wrong with worrying about those things. As a matter of fact, I'd be concerned if you didn't have some concern and worry about getting those things done. I mean, let's be honest. That's the kind of society we operate in. We've got to take care of our kids. We've got to get all those things done. But more often than not, what I see is that parents do all those things, but at the expense of their ability to be silly with their kids, to play with them, to tease them. And when I say tease, guys, I'm not talking about poking fun at them. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about be silly and tickle them and all that other stuff when I say tease. It is absolutely imperative. Did you hear that word? Imperative. That we drop the hard approach as parents for just a little while. That we let down, you know, sticking to my nerdism, but sticking to my Star Trek comment, you got to drop shields for a little while. You got to let people in. You got to be fun with your kids. Why is that so important then? So the next question that I wanted to address today is, why is that so important? Study after study has shown that on a neurological level, play is imperative for a kid. I heard an old play therapist say that play are like a kid's words. That's like their sentences, the things that they say, and their toys are often their words. You can really, in most cases, tell a lot about what's going on with the kid by the evidence of what's their play look like. Is it mean? Is it aggressive? Is it punching? Is it knocking things over and destroying and breaking? Is it tender? Is it gentle? Is it kind? Is it timid? Is it shy? What does their play look like? And in a lot of ways, that's what you can get a good feeling for what's going on in there. Now, I did not just license you guys and play therapy. So do not walk out of this podcast and go sit down and watch your kids and then see them take a knife and stab another one and freak out. That play therapy stuff is not even my specialty, and I'm deep in psychology. So leave the diagnosis and all that other stuff to professionals. Let them do that. But you can get kind of a snapshot of what's going on with your kid, especially if you see kind of a habit in that. Kids need to play. I want y'all to hear me say something, too. I am not suggesting or insinuating that we don't need to be serious with our kids. Absolutely, we do. There is a time for serious with kids. We sometimes need to be serious about letting them know what is okay and is not okay. We need to let them know that we're serious. When we're getting close to that road, your kids need to stop before they cross that fracking road. And we need to be serious about that. If a kid's got a butter knife and they're lining it up for the electric socket, you better daggum believe that mommy and daddy's going to be getting serious for a little bit, right? That's what good parents do. But I think a lot of times parents take that as a license to never let themselves slack up a little bit. Get a little silly. Well, I need to be serious about molding this kid into a positive. I agree. That is what parenting is. Here's my promise. Now, I can't make promises. Here's been my experience, not only with myself but other families. It is when you can learn to be silly with your kids that you will often begin to see them grow into the men and women, understand I'm saying men and women versus boy and girl, that they're supposed to be. Say, okay, Trey, I hear you. Be silly. How do I do that? What are some other ways that I can do that, you might be asking? Great question. Some of the ways that I'm going to do is, this is an extremely non-exhaustive list, which means that I'm not going to exhaust every option that's out there. I'm going to give you a few of what I do with all of my kiddos. And understand my three biological, I've got a fourth coming on the way, but my three biologicals are 6, 4, and 2. And I also have, I consider them my daughters. They're in reality, they're actually my sister-in-laws, but my mother-in-law waited very late in the game to have her last three kids, and so they're much older, and we're talking in their teens all the way from their early teens all the way up to 19, and anyway, so I've gotten to practice. I'm going to give you guys a few of the things that I recommend. Number one, some of the top things that the Gibson family does, or at least Trey does, make funny faces and then smile. I love doing that with my kids. My kids will watch me in the face, and I'll give them this real stern, serious expression. And they're watching me. They'll tilt their heads just kind of a little sideways. They'll squint their eyes just a little bit. And it's that very, it's that deep thought, evaluative look. And they're evaluating, is Daddy serious? Did we do something wrong? Or is he just teasing me? And the next thing you know, I'll start to break out into a grin. And then you'll see that sparkle in their eyes when they realize that Daddy's playing. He's being silly with them. And that smile spreads across that face. And it's a beautiful little moment. Give random hugs. I know maybe some of you dads out there are like, all right, Trey, give me a wooden spoon. I'm going to gag myself. I understand. I hear you. However, I know for a fact if you're listening to this as a dad, you've acknowledged the fact that you're willing to do anything and everything that your kid needs to grow into be a solid kid. What if I told you there's research that backs this stuff up? That doing these things really are, in fact, very healthy for our kids. Just be thinking about it. Chase them around a little bit. I love doing that one with all my kids. You know, if they're sitting there and all of a sudden I'll do the hunch down and bring up my two hands and make the claw and start just thundering my feet as loud as I can and just chasing around the house. Just being silly. Tickle them. I love tickling my kids. I do. Mostly just because it elicits a response. This is one of them that you need to be careful. Sometimes tickling can be very, very uncomfortable for a kid. So just be cognizant and aware of it. I always recommend even giving permission. Is it okay for me to tickle? Does it bother you? And so just be real sensitive to that. Luckily, all three of my kids love to be tickled. But I have seen kids that just are more sensitive physically. And so just check in with your kid. Make sure they're all right with it. And just make sure that you've got permission, if you will. Play along with kids' fantasy games. This one is one of the ones that's the most awkward to me. Don't get me wrong. I grew up as an only child, so fantasy, you know, play a role, acting, jumping around, having fun, whatever, was a major part of my childhood. However, I've become awfully detached from that, I've noticed. So when my kids want to come in there and ask me, Dad, let's play this game, and you're a that, I'll be honest, I get a little uncomfortable. But what I've learned is just play along. Just be silly with it. They will try, I don't know what to do in the game. You know what? What do we expect our kids to do when they don't know what needs to be going on? We expect them to ask. Ask your kids what you think you should be doing. Ask your kids what you need to be saying or how you need to be doing things. Just ask them all. Just ask them. 9 times out of 10, your kid's going to be ready to give you the answer. I can't tell you how many times that in this little role play stuff, I've been a horse or, gosh, the other day we were playing Hunters and Jaguars, and Daddy was the hunter and everybody else was the jaguar, and I was hunting them, and they would take off and run, and my daughter, as clever as she is, decided to extrapolate from Pink Panther, and there was one time where she was hiding under the trampoline, and the mighty hunter was coming looking for her, and all of a sudden she came out, and she goes, Dad, I look like a beautiful older lady now, and my pigtail is not poking out. And she just sauntered off, and I was like, what the crap just happened? Well, I remember there's one particular episode on the Pink Panther where the Pink Panther's being chased around by the white man, and white man chases him into somebody. He comes out, and he's all and Pink Panther's all dressed up like this beautiful lady with long blonde hair, and he begins to walk off, and the hunter eventually realizes because he sees the Pink Panther's tail sticking out. So, funny little story, weird little story, but nonetheless, take part in your kids' plays, even when it makes you uncomfortable. If you don't know what to do, just ask. For your older kids, listen to music. I cannot think of a single-handed better way to connect with who your kid is and what they feel than by listening to their music. In most cases, for kids, music can often be the extension of who they are personally. Now, don't freak out. Get a lot of parents that'll go ape crazy over this because they'll get on and all of a sudden they'll realize their kids listen to some rap or talking about cock and glocks and stuff like that, and they'll freak out. Trey, oh my God, Trey, what do I do? That doesn't necessarily mean if your kid is listening to those particular songs that means they're going to go out and become gangbangers. A lot of times kids just really like beats of certain things. Kids often like what is really popular or what made the top whatever charts. So they'll often listen to certain things out of societal obligation, maybe. I'm not saying they don't not like it, but anyway, however, with that being said, you do need to be careful. If you are seeing those kinds of signs and behaviors popping out in your kid, you do need to take those things seriously in terms of maybe they really are gangbanging, maybe they really are getting guns and going around too and drive-bys. Not necessarily likely, I don't think, but you do need to be aware of it. So take time to listen to your kid's music. Ask them about it. What makes you like this song? Man, that's a pretty powerful song. It means this to me. What it mean to you? You know, ask them those questions. I realize that especially if you've got a certain talkative boys and girls, that could be tapping the keg on a lot bigger amount of conversation time that you got into. But if they're talking and it's spewing and spraying, it's because that needed to happen. And you would much rather, as a parent, that be you that they're spraying to and vomiting on and talking to than some little boy or girl at school is going to give them bad advice or some little boyfriend or girlfriend who are going to be ever ready to be comforting your kiddo, right? We want it to be us, for safety's sake. But take some of that time and listen to them. Guys, if you're noticing long pauses, you'll have to forgive me. Like I said, it's real late, and I've been very allergy-y lately, so I'm having a lot of drainage and whatnot. I'm making sure that I silence it so that way you guys don't have to hear anything. But anyway, forgive me for any long pauses. Some other things I recommend for your older kids is be ready to watch teeny bopper movies. Be ready to watch stupid videos from movies that they think are great. Be ready to sit down and watch the YouTube clip with them that they found. I know it may be some moron hurting themselves in some ridiculous fashion by ramping a Walmart basket cart off of an edge of a cliff into a, you know, tank full of sharks or something. I don't know. But, you know, take an interest in what your kid takes an interest to. It's a great open door for you to stay involved in their lives. Goofy movies that, you know, the little girls like to watch and whatnot. You know, bite down. I know that stinks. I know that maybe not necessarily the advice that you two want on that, but it's a part of keeping it silly with them, keeping it light, being a part of those kinds of things. Be ready to watch video games. If you've got a son or a daughter who's a video gamer, take the time and watch them. Play with them. If there's no two-player, then just sit down and watch them play and tell them good job. Be silly. Laugh whenever they come in and do something crazy on the game, right? I mean, just make sure that you're interacting with them. Be silly about it. Take your kids outside and play catch. If they're ball players, you know, if they like baseball, take them outside and play catch. If they're oval ball, they like football, take them out there and just show them. But the bottom line is, get out there, be silly with your kids. It's more important than you realize for you to be doing that. I'll tell you this. I've met with a lot of kids over the last 8 years. And here's one thing I can tell you irrefutably. Kids love it whenever their parents play along. Kids love it when their kids play, when they play with their kids. And this counts for everything from the young kids to the old kids. Your little kids want you to come play with them, but so do your older babies. They want you to as well. The bottom line is this, and I don't know any better way to put it than this. To quote a young lady that was in my office once. To quote a young lady, and I'm changing everything about the demographics and where we met and everything, but to quote her, she said, "You know what? Kids want parents that aren't lame." That's it right there. Kids want to know that you are not a freaking deadbeat, that you're not lame and you're not boring. I mean, let's be honest. Our bodies are pre-programmed to start getting boring as we get older. If you ever want to see an article on that, there's a really good one that I found. Just message me and I'll see if I can get you linked up with it. But we are naturally and biologically formed to just begin to get more boring. I'm not talking like stupid, blah, boring. I'm not talking about that. But you know, as kids, we like the high activity, the lifestyle, the crazy. And this is not everybody. I'm speaking in generalities here. But most of us like the activities and the footballs and the sports and all that other stuff. And we were just this. And we had these aspirations of being firefighters or police officers or whatever. And then a lot of times as we get older, we kind of mellow out. We're programmed to do that. But the biggest thing about it is that kids don't want the boring, straight and tidy parent. They like parents that aren't lame. Now, I'm not saying go out and try to be cool to your kids. I want you to hear me very clearly on that. I'm not suggesting that you go out and be stupid or go skydiving to try to get your kids' approval or that you buy them beer and alcohol or whatever friggin' retarded thing like that. But what I'm suggesting is be a real person who has real feelings. Let your kids see those feelings. And whenever you're happy, be silly with them. Enjoy some goofy time with them. Because it's very, very vital for kids to see that. So guys, that is all that I have for today. As always, I ask you guys to consider signing up for our free episode email notification right here below this post or over in the right sidebar where it says podcast subscribe. If you would, just enter your name and your email address. It'll put you on my list. No problem. So guys, that is all that we have today for this episode of the Family Podcast Network. We help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Don't ever forget, it is all about the relationship. Very few better ways to build a relationship than keeping it silly. You guys have a good evening. You guys have a great, great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Use this weekend to be silly with your kids for just a little bit. You guys have a good weekend. We'll see you guys on Monday.